The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my engineer-producer, Bob Dio, on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. We are here Monday through Friday at the noon hour. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2019. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. BuckmasterShow.com is also where you will find all of our podcasts available for you 24/7. Our live line number is 790-2040. Anytime during the hour, please feel free to jump in and give us a call if you've got a question or a comment. Let's welcome now to the program Dr. Ed Ackerley, owner and partner of Ackerley Advertising. Dr. Ackerley is running as a candidate. He's running on the independent ticket for the mayor of the city of Tucson. Ed Ackerley was born and raised in Tucson. He's the youngest of Gene and Gloria Ackerley's seven children. His parents came to Tucson in 1957, and his father managed several radio stations, right, Ed?
Yeah, he worked at three stations here in town.
Do you recall the names of those?
He came to K-Cub, KCUB, which is still in existence.
Right.
And then he worked at K-10 Radio, which was 580 on the dial.
Uh-huh.
And then he finished his radio career at KCEE 790.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the oldies.
It was kind of top 40 back then.
In 1968, the Ackerleys opened Ackerley Advertising, a full-service advertising agency. Ed and his brother Bill still own the agency today. They're over at the Doubletree Hotel and have been there for years. A great location over there. Ed, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
So this is a question we were chatting before the show began about the question you get. You can pretty much tell anybody anything about your latest news, this or that. And there's one question that keeps coming up, right? Why are you running for mayor?
It is amazing how many people have asked me that question, and then the reaction that you get, you know, when you tell them that you're running for mayor is kind of comical as well. And so many people feel that it's not a badge of courage perhaps, but perhaps why are you doing this? And you know, the answer really is that for 60 years I've been here a resident of Tucson, and obviously for the last 50 or so been aware of what's going on in our community. And I've just been a spectator. I've been participating in nonprofits and in the business world. But in terms of government, I have gone to city council meetings. I'm one of those rare birds that goes to council meetings and actually watches the council and watches C-SPAN and engaged in the political discourse just from a viewer standpoint. But I've never run for political office. So this is my first go at it. So it's been interesting. And so that's the number one question I get. Why are you doing this? And I guess the reason is it has to do kind of with myself being just wanting not to stand on the sidelines anymore. But the personal motivation is I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old grandson. And I just want them to grow up in a city that we can be proud of, and one that I grew up in that I'm proud of. And I just want to carry on that legacy for them.
What is your political affiliation before independent?
Well, I was registered for all of my life as I have to preface this by saying I grew up in a Roman Catholic family on the east side of Tucson, youngest of seven back in the time when many Roman Catholics were from the Democratic Party. So I was a lifelong Democrat, and I changed to no party affiliation for this cycle. Because I think the time is right, and it's an important part of our process. So.
What's your platform look like? What are your marquee issues?
Well, people ask me all the time, are you for sanctuary cities? Are you for gun control? Are you for, you know, national issues, which we don't have a lot of control over? The mayor and council really only control a few topics, and so the platform itself is really, I use the acronym PREP, and that's more for me to remember what I'm going to talk about. But it is pretty simple. Police and fire.
Mm-hmm.
It is roads and transportation, economic development, and parks and lifestyle. And those are the core issues that I think a sleeper issue that we have to address. Obviously, one now that's cropped up is recyclables and the problem with China not taking the recyclables. So that's going to be an issue that's going to be forefront here for the next few months. And then I also think one that's kind of, I don't want to say sleeper, but one that's going to come and be important for us to talk about again. I remember, you know, 40 years ago talking about this, and that is water. And I think that water becomes a really important issue, especially with the drought mitigation plan that was being worked on by the state legislators and the federal government. And, you know, the over allocation of water from the Colorado River, there's more people with claims to the Colorado River than the Colorado River can deliver right now. So I think that's an issue that we have to address as a community in the next 5 to 10 years and make our own plan. We can't just be reactive to what happens. We have to be proactive on these items.
We're speaking with Dr. Ed Ackerley. He has his doctorate degree in education, correct?
Correct, I do. Uh-huh.
You know, you brought up water, and when I came to town in 1988, we had whole thing about water was a big issue, water conservation. Tucson Water had beat the peak, right? Don't water during peak hours. It was so successful. Mm-hmm. I think now the water issue flew under the radar screen, but I agree with you. It does need to reemerge and will be an issue for Tucson, certainly for the 21st century.
I think a lot of our residents in Tucson got that message of beat the peak, and a lot of them changed from grass. I know even in my family, changing from lawns to natural vegetation, and certainly the business community and new developments and so forth have adopted that desert landscape profile. But I do think that the marketing of the idea of conserving our water and being good stewards of it, I think we need to resurface that again and make sure that in the next 5 years we have a good plan as a community. Because as we grow and as the community grows, which we're looking to grow and we want to grow, we got to obviously address that major issue of water.
So what is your political path here that you see? The Republicans, it's going to be kind of questionable who will actually be on the ballot in the general. And being as an independent, you're going to be on the ballot in November, regardless of who emerges from the three-way race for Democrats. So how do you see the path?
Well, obviously, we did some extensive research and some extensive thinking about what the political ramifications would be. You know, in recent history, in modern history, there haven't been any no-party affiliation mayors or city council people that have fared very well. And so running as an independent or a no-party affiliation candidate does have its drawbacks from a historical perspective. But if a guy in marketing can't get his word out and advertise what his concerns are, then, you know, I probably haven't been very good at what I've been doing for 43 years. But I do think that the path is doable. I wouldn't obviously have jumped in the way that I have if I didn't think that running as a no-party affiliation independent nonpartisan would be a path. So I think the path is pretty clear. I think the Democrats are going to have a primary, and that's going to shake out, and one of those is going to come forward. I'm, you know, each night as I pray and put my grandkids down, I pray that no formidable Republican will run, because if we do have a Republican that's of significant, I need votes from both Democrats and Republicans and no party affiliation, plus Libertarians and Greens. I need them all.
Are you working all working around the Republicans and talking with a lot of Republicans?
I am, and, you know, I've been to the ones that would be considered to be the movers and shaker in the party, and I do have some support there, and I think I'm in pretty good stead there. They realize that the path is narrow, but they also believe that I have the opportunity to make it happen. So it we'll just have to see, obviously, as our president says all the time, well, we'll just have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait and see what the voters think.
Ed Ackerley, what is the filing deadline? When will we know all these things?
Well, we'll know. I just got the number from the city clerk for how many signatures we need. And, mm-hmm. you know, gathering signatures is one of the high hurdles that the city puts in front of candidates. And so as an independent, I have to record about three times what the Democrat and Republicans would have to do because of they have a primary. And the benefit to me as an independent is I don't have a primary. If I can scale that huge wall and get enough signatures, which is, you know, I'm going to have to collect almost 4,000 signatures to ensure that we get on the ballot. And, you know, sounds easy, but it's a really difficult, very high bar. And
they can't sign other petitions for mayor.
Correct.
This really narrows the path,
right,
doesn't it?
It's the first signature that counts. So if a couple of us get the same person, then it's the first person that got him gets the signature. And so,
on the date they signed.
Correct.
Yeah. You have until when then, Ed Ackerley?
I have until the deadline we've given ourselves is the end of April to complete the cycle of getting all of the. I need basically what I need is a couple thousand, 3,000 signatures, and then I need 300 $10 donations because that is another bar that they set. I have to get 300 people who live in the city of Tucson to give me a $10 donation or more. And so it's to diversify it's basically what the process is to have the community confirm that they believe that I have the wherewithal to run for mayor, and that's what I'm working on right now.
All right, it's going to be very interesting. Ed Ackerley, where can people find out more about you?
Facebook or on the web at Ackerley for Mayor, and there's all the information there on the candidacy, ways you can help, ways you can donate, and where we're going to be so you can sign a petition.
You know about marketing, so
I do. It should
now
be
you're
going
to market yourself, right?
We have some unique ideas that we're going to try and see if we can make some waves.
Ed Ackerley, a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
This portion of our program presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, my favorite bakery in town, home of the Danish Kringle. Another week or so, Mona's will be serving a hot breakfast. This is going to be an enhancement to what they're already doing at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Owner and chief baker Steve has decided to take the plunge, and all the equipment is in now, just waiting for all the permits, and then they'll be ready to serve up that hot breakfast. Open at 6:30 in the morning. They're open right now for lunch. If you're anywhere near the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, how about a great sandwich at Mona's? One of my favorites, one of those chocolate chip cookies. Oh my goodness, so good. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is their website. There's also a link to Mona's at BuckmasterShow.com. Also a link at BuckmasterShow.com to all of our great partners. So fortunate that we've had such great support from the advertising folks who have supported this program since we launched we're in our ninth year, so must be doing something right there, Ed Ackerley, to keep going, right?
There you go. Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll be right back with Shelley Fishman.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, tours daily, biosphere2.org. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And let's welcome now Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, how are you?
I am well today, Bill. How are you feeling?
I'm doing very good today. Tell me a little bit about, we started off, actually the last couple of days, the market is just, we had a real bad day. One of the worst days, actually, of the year on the market, over 400 points we lost.
About 450 on Friday.
On Friday.
It was definitely no fun.
Yeah.
And yesterday, mostly a flat day. Mm-hmm. Today, we started up, you know, up 250, and you wonder what could have caused that. And then you scratch your head and watch it go down. So today we've deflated. We're down to about 75 up on the day. And I can't explain what is really going on here. Friday was blamed on an inversion in the credit curve. It's the idea being that you're getting paid more money for short-term debt than you are for longer-term debt. And when that curve inverts, you know, normally, Bill, if you're going to buy a bond or borrow or lend money, the longer you do that for, the higher your interest rate would be. What's happened is that is now inverted for treasuries, and you can actually get a higher interest rate or effective interest rate on a 3-month note or a 10-year note than you can on a 20 or a 30-year note. And so that's against the laws of nature. And when that happens, it usually presages a downturn in the economy.
Well, the question everybody wants to they've been asking actually some folks asked you here at the station, what's going on with the impending recession?
Well, there are a lot of headwinds, many of which we've spoken about on this program for the past several months. Many of our trading partners have slowed down or gone into recession. We have a slowdown in Asia. We have some problems here with the trade wars and the tariffs and stuff that tends to have a negative effect on growth. And we also have a 10-year bull market and bull economy that is aging. Now, the joke is that bull markets don't die of old age, but nevertheless, we know for certain that the economy tends to be cyclical.
Right.
And so we're going to see a slowdown or a reversal, hopefully for a short period of time. And most of the economists have forecast that that will happen sometime in 2020 or maybe 2021. But there is an increasing segment of so-called experts who believe it might happen more quickly than that.
We have Brexit coming up. The deadline is this week.
Yeah.
But there's been this extension granted by the
the 20-some European Union countries had to all agree to give Britain some extra time, and Parliament has to still agree to that.
Right. So Parliament today, or yesterday, did not agree.
Okay.
Parliament said, no, we're going to take control over this. They cannot actually make things happen. They can simply take a non-binding resolution or a series of non-binding resolutions. It's still up to the government, the May government, to enact what Parliament says they're going to do. The thing that's interesting for us financial advisors is that this creates increasing uncertainty into the markets and into the economies of those countries. For instance, if they crashed out of the EU, if Britain were to crash out of the EU, the negative effects on their growth in domestic product could be as much as 3 or 4% a year. Mm. So that would be more than their growth.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, that could flatten out the economies of both Britain and also the most effective trading partners of Britain for several years. Markets hate that. That uncertainty is terrible, but also the likelihood or, you know, the idea that something like that could actually happen is something that's got the markets really spooked.
Do you think there'll be a second referendum?
I do. And I've been saying this for a couple of years now. It is clear that all of the hype that went into that election misled the British people to the extent that they were given, on both sides of the argument, they were given these extreme cases of what would happen if they stay. You know, the Polish, you know, invasion of Britain would continue and everybody would be speaking Polish in 5 years. English would be a dead language. And on the other side, it was, well, if we crash out of the EU, the effect will be the end of Great Britain as an economic power. So both of those things were clearly in extremis. But that's what goes on during an election like that. Now that the Brits have had a couple of years to really kind of noodle it over, I think, and they don't listen to me as a policy matter, that taking another election and getting a more educated mass of people to, you know, think about which way Britain should go makes a lot of sense to me. It seems to me the democratic thing to do. Not at all clear that's the way it's going to roll out.
Let's look at the, we're closing out here on the first quarter. Overall, it's been a pretty good year, hasn't it?
Yeah, the first quarter is the best first quarter we have had since 2012, actually. Including dividends, the S&P is up year to date about 12%.
Really?
So we had this rotten January, the rotten December.
Mm-hmm.
Everything recovered in January and then leveled off and came down a little bit. But so far, year to date, we're having a good year. If you take the dividends out of it, we're down at around 9% or 10%, which is my forecast for the year. So what I am suggesting is, given all of the headwinds and all of the slowdown in GDP growth, because the sugar high of the tax cuts is kind of gone, that what we're going to see is a market that could be volatile, ups and downs, and ups and downs like today. But the forward movement will be, if it's at all positive, it will be only modestly positive from here on.
And the Fed probably will not be raising interest
rates.
No,
they said they wouldn't. They said, which was a surprise to most Fed watchers, they said that there were no more rate increases this year. Now, the Fed has been able to raise interest rates over the past 8 or 9 quarters such that they have some leeway in things that they could do if the economy shows signs of either slowing dramatically or if we see inflation picking up. The Fed could raise interest rates this year. The markets would like that, and that, you know, that would have the effect of stimulating the economy, stimulating the markets, destimulating the economy. Higher interest rates typically would be used to slow down economic growth, but the markets like it because lower interest rates are better for business in general.
We're looking forward to your 5 Tuesdays, the next 5 Tuesdays, your reports from Europe. You're headed for Norway.
I am. I'm headed for the ship that couldn't sail. I'm actually booked on the Viking Sky.
I know.
Starting April 12th, I'll be spending a week in Amsterdam before then, and then some time in Brussels, in Bruges. And then the plan was to get on the boat, you know, in the second week in April, and take about 12 days around Scandinavian countries, and then come back and bum around Northern Europe for a while. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to work out, Bill. But
right now, the ship is still sailing on the date you're supposed to.
They have not canceled. There was a cruise scheduled on that ship for today.
Yeah.
That was canceled.
Right.
The next cruise is the one that I'm scheduled to be on, and they're saying that's going to head out. So,
wow, I can't wait to hear your reports.
and reporting from Europe at this point during the Brexit negotiations is going to be really interesting.
All right, Shelley, have a safe trip, and we'll be looking forward to those reports.
I'm here next Tuesday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I leave a week from Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. We'll talk a little bit more about your trip next week as well.
You bet.
By then, maybe we'll know about whether the sailing is firm for your date
Yeah.
Find out how that the investigation's going. All right, Shelley, have a great week.
Thank you, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, tours daily, biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're thinking about the weekend, a lot of people start thinking about the weekend. On Monday and Tuesday, it's time for a three-hour drive to a beautiful part of the southwestern United States, specifically the southwest portion of the Land of Enchantment. That's Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. So many things to do over there. There's a full listing of the great places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities at southwestnewmexico.org. Additional support comes from Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, the 13-acre site now home to Zocalo and all that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. So get all of your gardening needs taken care of, then look at all the great merchandise over at Zocalo. It's a great time of year here in Tucson to be doing some gardening. I know that I've been thinking about it and want to get some more geraniums for sure to get those into the ground. Let's welcome now Lane Santa Cruz. Lane is the former senior consul aide to Consulwoman Regina Romero in Ward 1. Lane is a Democrat, and she is running for the Ward 1 seat that Regina is now going to be vacating because Regina is running for mayor. And it looks like there'll be a three-way race among the Democrats between Sami Hamed, Miguel Ortega, and Lane Santa Cruz. Lane, how are you?
I am doing, to be honest with you, Bill, yeah. I'm just trying to keep up with the pace of the multiple commitments each day.
Well, you're probably a little jet lag, too, because you came back from, what, Madrid?
I was in Sevilla.
Oh, what a beautiful area.
So magical.
Yeah, and you were there for 10 days on a work-study program?
Yes. Uh-huh. We were looking at their mobility infrastructure in the last 10 years. They've done quite an impressive job around doing protected bikeways and then improving their public transit system so that it's all working as part of their mobility network to get people where they need to go.
Did you learn something that maybe could be used here in Tucson?
Yes, that is the plan.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about why you're running.
Okay. Well, Bill, I am born and raised here in Tucson, and I think of myself as a desert tortoise because, you know, the desert holds such a special place, you know, in our family. My family migrated from Chihuahua to Sonora, and then my tata was a bracero. So eventually the entire family moved to Tucson, and that's on my mom's side. My dad's side of the family is from Opata, Eldebe, Pueblos de Nopodepe, Sonora, you know, and similar story, the entire family migrated here to Tucson. So the desert, the sierras, is how I find my orientation here. Going through the school system here, I graduated from Desert View High School back in 2002, and I've always been somebody that's been really active, whether it was sports or clubs and organizations at school, and that continued as I moved on to college and even after I graduated and being in the community. So I've had a lot of experience working on different issues and community-driven grassroots efforts. And
how long were you with Regina in her office?
So I originally worked with Regina when she first got elected. I was 23 years old, fresh out of college, was working as a sexual violence prevention educator for SACASA. And she asked me to come work for her. So that was back in 2007. And then I left towards the end of 2010 to finish my PhD in education at the University of Arizona.
Do you have your PhD?
I do have my PhD. So,
it's
2016.
Dr. Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
Very cool. And what is that in, the PhD?
In teaching, learning, and social cultural studies from the College of Education at the U of A. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about what's the marquee issue for you. What's your big issue?
Well, Transportation.
You can give me more than one, but what's on the menu?
Transportation is a big one. Okay. And I think sometimes we take it for granted or we don't think about it very much, but it's the way that people connect to go to work or go to school, go to their places of worship, you know, spend time with other family. And we have a lot of tragic deaths out in our roads that are preventable. So I think the transportation infrastructure is one of the big pieces about why I'm running. Also, because as I've worked at the council office, you know, seeing the city from within and seeing the bureaucracy of it, that there is always so much red tape for getting projects and programs done. Like a community in the South Side, the Liberty Bike Boulevard, that should have gone in about 17 years ago. We're still, you know, like that is still in process. That is still hasn't been completed. So just the fact that so many projects take such a long time. So then when we go back to the community and we talk to them about future projects, they're like, well, you didn't even finish this other one. So I really want to kind of flesh out those systems from within to be more, more productive, more accountable, and move them along.
Are you in favor of this sanctuary city amendment, that not amendment, but proposition that will be on the ballot in November?
Well, Bill, I signed the petition that's circulating. That is, as an organizer, I believe that we need multiple strategies to bring about change. And if folks feel that our current police orders are not enough, then, you know, that is their, you know, that's their call if that's something that they want to do. What I'm not okay with is using it as like the single issue that they want candidates to, you know, like kind of highlight which ones support them and that they'll kind of have their back. If not, you know, kind of
separate each of the candidates.
Yes.
Yeah. So you would say that the city is in pretty good shape right now financially, or what?
It seems like we're finally recovering. It's taken us a long time. I know that when the recession hit, it was the impacts of it were a little slower for us compared to bigger cities. But the recovery for us has taken a long time. So I know that was some really difficult times for mayor and council. But as things are looking better and having the city back in the black is something really solid to walk into as a city council member and bringing ideas and projects to help improve our community.
What's going to separate you from your two opponents in this primary? What's going to be the issue that you think that will really separate you from those two gentlemen?
Okay. Well, I think to start off that I'm a woman. I am a mother. I am born and raised here in Tucson. I have always taken pride in anything that I commit myself to doing and following through. And I work really, really hard, Bill. Like you, anybody that knows me and has worked with me will tell you that I follow through on the work that I set out to do. And I feel like that's what differentiates me from the other two candidates.
How's this experience been? This is your first time running for political office. What is it like you thought it would be, or what?
Well, maybe it's a little better because the rules are changing, right? The rules are changing. And in the past, I don't look like somebody that would run for office. And
why is that?
Because people see me and they're like, oh, you have tattoos. You know, I carry myself the way.
Actually, that was the first thing I said to you, Lane. I said I admired your body art. I mean, it's some interesting tattoos.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm definitely, you know, that generation that's like between, before the millennial generation.
Bob, you want to help us out? My engineer producer, Bob, is there a pre-millennials? What's the generation before the before
Generation X?
What is that called?
The Generation
Xers? Yeah, Generation X.
So I'm like in between those two. I think they came up with a name called Zennials. You know, where you still remember the world before, you know, cell phones and social media and all of that, and having to use a payphone to communicate.
Oh, I remember that.
So
I remember typewriters, and I remember actually a long time ago when everybody, when you had to sometimes actually ask for an operator assistance on a phone call. Anyway, nowadays, a lot of the kids don't even, they probably wouldn't even know what to do if they picked up a phone receiver.
Yes. So I'm between these two generations, and I feel like I know how to navigate in different worlds, but I also want to be like true and authentic to myself.
Okay.
And that's what I bring.
There you go. Where can people find out more about Lane Santa Cruz?
So they can go to our website at www.santacruzfortucson.com or follow us on social media at Santa Cruz for Tucson.
Okay, Bob has just put this information up. The post-millennials were born 1997 to the present. So, yeah, generation, well, no, it wouldn't be Generation X. So I think you'd be like a post-millennial. What year were you born?
I was born in 84.
Oh, 84.
84, yeah. So they came up with a new one.
Okay.
That's like 1979 to 1984, which is the in-between.
All right. So, yeah, you're kind of the pre-millennial.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Lane Santa Cruz, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Okay. Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We've got our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report coming up next.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and I'm Bill Buckmaster on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It's time for our arts report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting humorist Gene Robertson this Friday, Robertson specializes in discovering the humor in real life experiences and transforming those experiences into relatable and very funny stories. Then April 4th, the Fox hosts Israel's leading cultural expert, Mayu Mana, with an international touring cast. Mayu Mana does a spectacular show, so much energy. For more information, to purchase tickets and to view the full schedule at the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule, including humorist Gene Robertson this Friday and Currents by Mayu Mana on April the 4th, and the celebration of the return. This is going to be so cool. The return of the Fox Theater Mighty Wurlitzer Organ, April 13th. Visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now from Visit Tucson, here he is, Dan Gibson. That's going to be very cool, isn't it, to hear the Wurlitzer doing its thing again, Dan?
Just like old times, right?
Yeah.
You're warped back into history. It'll be exciting.
How's it going, Dan? Do you have any items that you could tell us about on the art scene?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. Thankfully, I came prepared with some of that stuff. One of my favorite cultural events all year long, actually, is coming up this week. Tucson Cinemexico, full disclosure, our film department is a sponsor, but the tickets are free, so there's no conflict of interest
there.
But actually, you know, I think obviously anyone who cares about movies has realized the influence that Mexican creators and directors have had on film lately. I think five of the last six Best Picture nominees were directed by Mexican directors. You can see the future of Mexican film right here in Tucson at Tucson Cinemexico. There's an opening night party on the 27th, and films running away all the way to the 31st, and they are all free. Just go to TucsonCinemexico.org. You can reserve tickets in advance, and that helps you get into the venues a little bit quicker.
I do want to say that you'll be doing your annual deep dive into the whole film and cinema connection between Tucson and other states, Tucson internationally. That's going to be coming up on my program. You'll actually be hosting the Friday show with this deep dive into film. So mark your calendars, folks. Friday, May 10th. Looking forward to that.
Great information, substandard hosting on my part. That's what I offer in that. I appreciate everyone's patience.
There you go.
The 2019 Annual Sculpture Tucson Festival is coming up. A three-day premiere sculpture show, show and sale. It's actually the largest outdoor juried sculpture show in Arizona. That's a lot of caveats, but it's true. April 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's a beautiful Brandy Fenton Memorial Park in Tucson, Arizona. You can get outside and enjoy some art. They've got a great list of events that's coming up all three days. You can go to sculpturetucson.org and learn more about it. But I mean, you know, get to be outside, enjoy it while it lasts in April is what I'm saying.
All sorts of sculptures will be on view.
It's actually a really incredible collection of modernist stuff, sort of historic and different mediums, and they do a really great job of assembling all that stuff. Something for everyone. Anyone who loves sculpture.
What else?
Or any human being alive is what should be good. On a totally wildly different note, Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m., March 30th, at Club Congress, they're a $10 show called Synthesia on the Plaza. This is actually like a nice mix of things happening. Chris Black Quartet, which is sort of he produces the Chamber Lab shows. It's sort of modern classical music thing. He's collaborating with Joe Padgett, the local artist you remember, see his murals all over town. They're going to be doing a collaboration, a live. He's going to be painting. There's going to be sound, all kinds of stuff. They call it a music from the furthest otherworldly dimensions of sound. So I don't know what that means, but it sounds exciting.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone loves Tucson's Philibom Glass Gallery. They have remodeled the space. Tom Philibom retired this year, but they've added 500 feet of additional gallery space, and that's opening this next Saturday, April 6th, from 3 to 6 p.m. You can see the brand new space. See all that they have to offer there at Philibom in the just south of downtown. The happening, I like to call it so-do. South of downtown, but I'm working on that.
The Philibom Glass Studio is like internationally renowned. They've done such a beautiful job over the years. Tom Philibom, as you say, he's retired, but he's still, I think he's still connected certainly to the gallery, right?
Oh, yeah, still engaging with the gallery. Yeah, they've sort of handed off the management. Mm-hmm. He deserves a break after all he's done, but but it's an incredible space. If you haven't seen the glass work there, got to get out there. Tucson is a home, a delightful home of glass art. Between that and Snoring Glass School, plenty of that stuff to see any given day.
All right, we've got time for a couple more.
Oh, great. The Steinfeld artists are having their open studio and gallery event, their Art Walk, Saturday, April 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. There will be music by Grateful Red, who I only assume is a Grateful Dead tribute band. If not, they probably should rethink
Grateful
the name.
Grateful Red.
Yeah, why not? I have a lot of expectations and questions about that. And another band called Break Even, who I don't know are a tribute band to anybody. But an LED art show by the people, the crafty folks at Zero Craft, artist meet and greet, subspace happenings under, there's like a space under the Steinfeld warehouse. Hmm. There'll be, and also what are described as sips and treats. But it's absolutely all free. There's plenty of parking around there if you're concerned about that. Mark your calendar. If you haven't been into the Steinfeld warehouse or seen the galleries there, it's an incredible experience in a beautiful space on the inside for sure.
That whole area needed to undergo a renovation, and it's been done. And as you say, it really is what's come out of that is just really a beautiful, beautiful location.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's... there's plenty to see and do around there, and so, yeah, it's worth checking out for sure. And, this is a perfect opportunity to see it because it's free, and there'll be sips.
Oh,
I don't know what sips are, but sips of something.
Sips of probably some vino. Who knows? Maybe some beer. What else you got?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That was the main stuff, but I'll give you a preview. I know we love the Fox Tucson Theater. This isn't happening in the next 2 weeks, but I want to alert people to an incredible show happening at the Fox. September 14th, Del McCurry and David Grisman, two legends of bluegrass, will be performing there. I think people should get their tickets now because you want to be up front to see these incredible musicians. Del McCurry on banjo, obviously, and David Grisman on mandolin, but really jam sessions. If you enjoy bluegrass, it's 50 years of friendship. They'll be playing together. Tickets $29 to up to $74. I think you might get to sit on the stage for $74. I could be mistaken. I don't know exactly how that works. But if you people love music, the Fox has an incredible selection of things coming up. You know, as you mentioned, the humorist, there's a Staying Alive, a tribute to the Bee Gees happening on March 30th. Check out their whole schedule. But my personal Fox preview recommendation, Del and Dog Show with Del McCurry and Dave Grisman.
All right. Final 30 seconds. The first quarter has been very good for Tucson tourism.
It actually really has. Yeah, it was a little weird because you think of things separated by the months, January and February. The Gem Show moved entirely into February this year, so January was a little bit off, but February blew the doors off, up about 9% for the year, and RevPAR, which is the main thing we judge things by. So every year has been up. To keep that momentum going has been a definitive positive. You feel like more people have been here this year, it's true, and it looks like, by all accounts, every hotel year has been like, and in March has been great, too. So I think we've really extended that season and bursting at the seams a little bit. But we were at the Travel and Adventure Show in San Francisco this week, and people were like, "Oh, I'm coming next week. I'll be there in April." So it's been a good year for tourism already.
I've got friends coming from Switzerland the first week of June. You know, the Swiss and the Germans, they love the hot weather, so they're
here for it. They're ready to go.
I'll be playing tourist with them. That's going to be fun. Dan Gibson, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Talk to you later.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting humorist Gene Robertson this Friday. Still some great seats available to see this very, very funny lady. Then on April the 4th, the Fox presents Israel's leading cultural expert, Mayumana, with an internationally touring cast, spectacular show, lots of energy. Friday, April the 5th, be sure to join the classic albums live. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Damn the Torpedoes. That's going to be a great show. For more information, to purchase tickets and to view the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule, including humorist Gene Robertson this Friday, Currents by Manu Mayumana and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Damn the Torpedoes, Friday, April 5th. Visit foxtucson.com. That's going to do it for our Tuesday edition of Buckmaster on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Bob Dio says, have a great afternoon, as does Bill Buckmaster. Steve Rivera waiting in the wings for the Eye on the Ball show. Have a great afternoon.